He's chayif every single av malacha that he did. So Drashi Yodei Yeshus Shabbos Vesel Nochas Harvey. Shelo Yoda Shemlochas Elol Vasuras. He was shogig. He didn't know you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. He didn't know you're not allowed to wash on Shabbos. The Yosa Kan the Pom the Kama Shabbosis. The last 10 Shabbosim he's been cooking. He's chayif al kol av malacha chatas achas. For each av that he did, he's chayif one chatas. I the last 10 Shabbosim he cooked on every single Shabbos. So why don't we say he's chayiv now for 10 chatois for the 10 cookings? Since he didn't know in between the derechet, there's only like one helem, one forgetting that he cooked on Shabbos. He didn't know cooking is awesome. He didn't know in between the derechet. Only now Rashi does a chiluk now from before. Only in Shiga Gar Shabbos. Before we said if somebody forgot today was Shabbos, who do you claim? We could say Yom Shabbat time have a deal a chalik. That since from one Shabbos to another Shabbos, Yizik heard in between the Shabbos passed by. Because all you have to hear was that there was a Shabbos. Because we're talking about you know there's Shabbos and you know there's Malachas also. Just you forgot today was Shabbos. Avol here, Avol in Shigas Malachas here that you know today is Shabbos. Just you don't know this malach is awesome. Lo yomim we don't say hachid mishum hefsek yomim between these days in between. Ain lo ladas a person's not going to know this halacha. You're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. How will he know it? Elim came yoshav yosel nechachomim. Only if he sits and learns in front of chachomim b'hilcha Shabbos. For miyo bechat the sachas and miftah. Therefore the days in between are not going to teach him the halachas. So Kozman he doesn't sit down and learn the halachas. It's considered one helim. So therefore he's only chayiv one chatis for each malach he did. So Rashi Miyu Bachata Sakas Le Miftor, I let him just bring one chatis. I'll call Shabbos if each Shabbos. Why the Shkol go lab be Shabbos heavy? Because here the Shig was not on Shabbos. Ella bimleches on the Malachis. But Shig got too heavy. There's a lot of different Shig. He made mistakes on a lot of different Malachis. Well, the Gemara Yalev Pobim Shuchayiv Akol Achas Yachas. Sometimes you chayiv a chatis in each Malacha. Pobim Shein Achayiv Alachas. You only chayiv one time. I'll call Shabbos. For the whole Shabbos, you only chayiv one chatis. Or mistava, the svarah goes, the chiyuv v'mizod in shagas v'shigas malachas. Where the shagig was on the malachas, you made a mistake that you didn't know. You had a lot of cook on Shabbos. Dikha shkogas too, but a lot of shkogas. Uptura, when do we say you only chayiv one chatis? For shigas Shabbos, where you forgot today was Shabbos, v'zod the malachas. You know the malachas are also. Just you forgot today was Shabbos, the Chodesh Gagu. This is the case of only one Shogig, just you forgot today was Shabbos, therefore you only chayiv one Chattis. Because the Yisrael of the Chattis says, you go boss of the Shogig, what the Shogig was on. Fight is like the Mishnah. You chayiv a kol av malach o malach. Ho'ise malach is harbe. Somebody does a lot of malachis. Me'ein malach achas, nor is from one av, he does a lot of different toldus of the av. Is ein a chayiv el achatas achas, then you only chayiv one chatas. Because the said is, chayiv, for every av is another chatas. But the same av, with its toldus, is only one chatas. That's the chil between obis and toldus. And we have lamed test malachas, to be mechayiv you 39 different chatois, if you did the different malachas. But the malacha, what it's told us, is only one chiv chatis. So Drashi Yav malacha the noket lav lemuti told us. Du adin le told us. Uvad shiye told us the shnei of us. Have to be told us from two different of us. El lemuti hechadevi base told us da vechi. We do two told us of the same av. Oy av told us shaloi. Tiye nechai velachas. Then you only chai one chatis. Kotoni sefer, it says at the end of the Mishnah. Hoy sam lochas habe mei malacha achas. The minstei told us shalav vechi. We do two told us. The mosho planting a seed is the av. Let's say you water the seed, or who had the lady pull out the weeds, the bare part of the branches. That's a toldah of planting. Is ain't a chayiv el achat sachas. You only chayiv the one chatis. The reyu koyse v'choyse v'yoyse belamechad. It's like you're doing the same malacha over and over again with one helam, with one forgetting. You didn't know in between. It's a chet. V'yenchil achat toyes belamechad. Calls the man. You don't know in between. You did something wrong. You only chayiv one chatis. Ella begufi avera, only if you have mamish different averas. Shein them diamond, they're not diamond to one another. Or bechilik Shabbos, it's linishinga Shabbos. Whereas like we had before, in the case we forgot today was Shabbos, then we said the days in between is a reminder that Shabbos passed by, and the next Shabbos lies like a special chet by itself, therefore for each Shabbos, yichayib one chattis. Who are then for each av moloch, yichayib one chattis. Just the av and the toldus, or two toldus, of the same av, you put the only chayiv one chattis, because the blaz are doing the same chet over and over again, and there's nothing to mechalik. Well, in each case in the Mishnah, we'll see klor in the Gemara. So, the Gemara, my time of Tony klal godl. Why does it say here the lashon of klal godl amu b'shabbos? Ilaim, if you want to say mishum de kaboy le misni oy kalacha, the next later on it says another klal that doesn't have so many protim to it. So, therefore, here it's called the klal godl. Later it only says two things in the cloud. Kol hakoshla, that's anything that's roy to hide. The kol shena koshla, that you can't hide. The kan kol al yais, and here it says a lot of things in the cloud. Mishumachi korol egodol. That's why here we say cloud godol. This is a bigger cloud than the next cloud than the next cloud will have later. So the Gemara, and who adin torne cloud godol. By Shvius, the Masech to Shvius also says Loshen Klal Godol Amu B'Shvius. Mishum the Kaboy, the Misni Yoy Klal Acher. Torne Klal Godol. There also, the next Mishnah says another Klal by Shvius. Therefore, the first Klal, the Masech to Shvius, that has a lot of Klalim, it says Loshen Amu Klal Godol. Shvashi Gav Shvius, Papirkin, Perik Shvi. Yeah. So tomorrow for Hokasha Vogabi Maiser, I by Maiser, the Gatoni Klalacher, it says the Mishnais of Maiser, two Klalim. It says one Mishnah Klal and there's another Klalacher. For Latoni Klagodl, in the first Mishnah it doesn't say Klagodl. Why not? If you said why it says Klagodl, because there's another Mishnah that has less, smaller Klalim, so by Maiser also there's another Mishnah that has less Klalim. The first one should have had Klagodl. And Rashi Gabi Maiser, Perakama, the Masechta Maisers. So why doesn't it say Klal Godol by Maisers? You see, that's not the Yisoid. It doesn't only say Klal Godol because there's another Mishnah that has smaller Klalim. So tomorrow, new Yisoid. Omer Rabbi Yosi Rabavin. Shabbos or Shvius, the Yispei Ovis for Toldois. There's Lamates Melachas by Shabbos and a lot of Toldos. So what then? By Shvius, there are two Ovis, was on Sirashi, and a lot of Toldos. Therefore, Tana Godol. It says bigger. Hashem came Maiser, the last bay of us for Toldois. Maiser doesn't have any Toldois. Lotoni Klagodl. It doesn't say Klagodl by Maiser. So Drashi is bay of us, Aboyim Chosrachas by Shabbos, Shutrachul Mishkon. The Toldois had Doimus Lacholachas every Toldos the day. Ovis, the Shriya, same thing. By Shriya, they're also Ovis. Zriya, planting, Utsira, cutting. Uzmiro, Utsira, the Ksivan, that says the Ferish Notary shouldn't do on Shriya. Toldois, that shara by the Shiva Soda, the other work you do in the Sodis, the Kerim. Kneminu Amayit Kod in the Perakam. So that will be good why the Maisa doesn't say Kla Godol, because Maisa doesn't have Toldis. Fred Gemara Bulabaka, Pura. The Tony Kla Godol by Maisa, Ma Yavas Amayit Toldisika. Baka Pura learns even by Maisa Loshen of Kla Godol. So if the side of Godol means, because it has Toldis, by Maisa, Shreya Maisa, there are no Toldis by Maisa. So Drashi lo bar kaporo de toni b'tosefta di day b'maiser my ovis. How's the shat to say klagodol b'maiser? There's no toldos b'maiser. So what's the hezbo when you say klagodol when you don't say klagodol? So the more elolav hainu taima. This is the pshat when it says klagodol. Godol means that it's greater, has a bigger ancient than something else. So by Shabbos it says klagodol means godol ancient shel Shabbos yoshim shel shvius. Shabbos applies more than shvius does. Dilu Shabbos is Isa ben betolish ben mechubun. The Isurim on Shabbos was negeya whether the chayf was still mechub lekakor or whether afterwards tolish. So Drashi alav hayna time and mishum obvious for tolish, not because of the obvious and tolish. Elo dovo shenema boy klal v'ein shay godu midov racher. If it has more Isurim than something else, shenema boy klal toni be klal godu. If this Isser is more common than other Isser, and with the other one also says the klal, so it says here klal godol. What does that mean? Shabbos Isser liyisser the day bein bedav v'shoyetolish by dream. Where there's something that was cut off before Shabbos, kagoyin teichin, not a lot of grind on Shabbos, even though the tefillah of the wheat was cut off before Shabbos, you're not allowed to grind it on Shabbos. For lash, you're not allowed to make a need on Shabbos. Bein bedav v'shemechuba mishichidish yoyim. Who are then the Asurim, the something's attached to the tree, you're not allowed to pull it off on Shabbos.
Mashenkin, Vilushvius, was Maget, Ilchashvius, Betolish Lysi. Anything that was pulled off the tree before the beginning of Shvius, there's no Kedusha Shvius Chal on it. The Mechuber is it. It's only Negeya to Mechuber. That's why the Klal by Shabbos is Lashna Klal God Lama B'Shabbos. That the Klal and by Shabbos Al Mocham applies to more cases than the Klal of Shvius applies. So Drashi Vilu, Shvius Bedovish, Shehoye Mechuber, Misha Kiddush Shvius, something that's attached to the ground, Bishat, the beginning of the seventh year, Isa, it has Kedusha Shvius on it. Ava Bedovish, Shehoye Tolish Lefnei Shvius Leisin, of any fruits that was pulled off before the beginning of Shvius, it has no Kedusha Shvius on it, it has no Yisurim. So the Moravaita, why does it say Vzoi Kla Godel by Shvius? Because for Godel, Oinche, Shosh Shvius, Yosim, Mina Meisa. Because Shvius has big Yisurim the Meister has. Dilu Shvius Yisur Beim, but Michael Odin Beim, Michael Beim. On the seventh year, you're not allowed to plant even Michael for Behema. You can't plant anything in the Karaka. Dilu Meisa, Mashenkin Meisa, Zoran the Gayet, but Michael Odin. Food that a man eats, that has a din Shvius, Meisa. Take off Shumas and Meisa from it. Isa, but Michael Beim, Leisa. Food that's planted for the purpose of Behema's teeth has no din Shumas and Meisa from it. So that's why Shvius has Lashon Klal God Lama B'Shvius, because the Yisurim of Shvius applied to more cases than the Dinim of Maisa does. So Drashi, Shvius Nami Isa B'Maichu B'Hema, Dirsibu V'Hem Techov L'Chaya, Maisa Leisa B'Maichu B'Hema, D'Miraisa Dog and Tirish V'Yitzvaksiv, for Rabbonon Tika Tokan Peris, D'Miraisa Maisa Trumas on the Geya, to Dog and Tirish V'Yitzvaksiv, to the five mini wheats, tfua, wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oats, tirash v'yitzer, wine and oil, ksiv. For Rabbonin, tikkun peiros, hidon, Rabbonin, masakat like of trumas, the maizes from fruits off the tree, for yerek and vegetables, the maichel odim, kritoni, kol shuweichel. Come to say to what that Shvius is nagei even to Michael Behema, Ma'ashenkein Meiser is only nagei to Michael Odin. So that's why it says Kla Godel B'Shvius. For the Gemara Laba Kaporodom, the Tony Kla Godel B'Meiser. Why? According to Bakor, even says Loshen by Meiser Kla Godel. What is Meiser greater than any other din? Where is there another Klal to say Meiser past Kla Godel that Meiser should be more chomer than other Klalim? And the Gemara yes to Chayach. The what? No, Kla Godel Meiser Godel Oinshe Shem Meiser Yesim Mishopeya. His Meiser has more dinim, more chomer than dinim than the Loch of Peya has. Pay is, if you have your tefillah growing in the ground, when you come to cut it off the fields, you have to leave over the end corner, pay for a name. Dilu Meiser, Idik Dahalach, as I've taken off Trumas and Meiser, is Isa Betain applies to figs, the yerek, the vegetables. Vilu Peya, Mashenkin, leaving the end of your fields for the name. Elisa Betain of yerek does not apply to figs, and does not apply to yerokas. To vegetables. If you have a field growing with vegetables, or you have a fig tree, you not mechuyif leave over peya. Why? That's none. We learned the mesech the peya. Klal omer peya. There's a klal was nageyat hilchas leaving over peya for the aniyim. Kol shuoichel, anything that's edible. The nishmar that you watch it. No, it's not hefkam. The gedulim in oritz and it grows off the ground. The gedulim in oritz. And when you come to collect them off the tree, they're all ripe at the same time. You take off all the pears at the same time. And when you bring it in the house, it can stay for a while. It's not perishable right away. It could stay. Is those two are the chai b'peya. Now, what does this mean? Oichel means something that grows amnas to eat it, and not something that grows just time to use to die with. Things you use to die doesn't have a chiv tfuah. Rashi, Kosh Oichel Agadi Peyek Tzirchsiv Maktsiv Miuchet Sheshpo Kolelum. Lemutei Sviches Adakotzim Shoim Dim Letzeva. It's only meant something used for Tzviya to color with. Lachen Lachen Tzvichem Then Derech Look at you. Taita. Venishma, what's the Diak of Venishma? It's watched. Lemutei Hefker. If you have Peyers of Hefker, there's no Chim. You come to cut it down now to keep it. There's no Din of Peyer. The gedulim minoritz is only tefua that grows off the ground. Lemute kemei mepatrius. Lemute type of mushrooms. Mushrooms has no chiyuv peya. They don't grow off the ground. They're called like the me'avira. They grow from the ear. You collect them all at one time. Lemute teina lafuke figs. Figs, some get ripe now, some get ripe later. Since then all not the same time, there's no chiyuv peya on figs. umachnis lakim, what does that mean? Lamuta yerek. A yerek you have to eat right away, they don't stay. They're perishable. Therefore they're potter from payah. Trashi grain lefis for kaflutis. Now vi lugabi maisa mashenkin again to the chib trumus maisa tanan, tlalam of maisa. It's like a cloud that was said by Maisa. What was the cloud said by Maisa? Kol shu oichel, anything that's edible that you planted to eat. V'nishmer, and it's watched, in other words, it's not hefkadika peris. V'gedulim minorets, and it's grown off the ground. Lafuke also mushrooms. Is chai b'maisa. All these are chai b'maisa. Now v'ilu, the other tanai that it says by Peya, of l'kitosa kiachas, that all has to be picked off at the same time, all the fruit has to be ripe at the same time. Umachnis lakim, and another tanai that it says by Peya, that it should be something that you could bring in and keep for a while. It's not something perishable. Leitanan doesn't say by Maiser. So bizarre, you see, Maiser is more chomer than the halachas of Peya. Therefore, it's good why Bar Kapora says klal amru be Maiser, because Maiser has more chomer than Peya. Peya doesn't apply to figs and to urokas. Because either they're perishable, they're not machnis lakim, or else the figs are not lakitosa kiyachas. Mashen came by Maisa, doesn't say these tnoim, so Maisa, you are mechuyiv in figs and in urokas. So if it's very good, why konda by kapara, like it says, loshen of klal omru for Maisa, because Maisa has more chomad gadinim than payidus. So the Mishnah said again, the first part of the Mishnah was, I call HaShecheich Iker Shabbos. Somebody forgot the Iker of Shabbos. The Yosem Melochas Harbe, the Shabbos Harbe, he did a lot of Melochis on a lot of different Shabbosim. Yezein HaChayiv El HaChatas Achas. The Zechidish is only Chayiv one Chatas. He did a lot of Melochis on a lot of different Shabbosim. Still, since he did not know, he forgot the Iker of Shabbos, so it's considered later when they tell him there's such a thing as Shabbos and he did a lot of Melochis, it's only one shogeg, because he forgot the ikur of Shabbos. Rashi's lashon was hashachech ikur Shabbos. Ksover ain't Shabbos b'Torah. The person thought there's no Shabbos b'Torah. That's what the person thought. Sotei Gemara. Rav and Shmuel the Amri Tavai. Rav and Shmuel they both say Masnitin. What's Shana Mishnah that there's such a thing of hashachech ikur Hashabbos? He forgot about the Iker of Shabbos. What does that mean? The Tinek Shenishpala Ben Hanochim. Mamash, a kid that was captured by the Goyim and brought up by the Goyim. In other words, the kid never knew about Hilchas Shabbos. He never knew there was a Shabbos. And who had Vegesh in his Gayer? Some reason a Gayer was in his Gayer. The Ben Hanochim. And as soon as he became a Gayer, as soon as he became a Yid, right away he went between the Goyim. So the person never knew, Bechlal, there's such a thing as Shabbos. That's what the Mishnah means. And now this person goes through a lot of Shabbosim and does a lot of Malachas in every single Shabbos. Later, when they teach him the Malachas, that there was a Shabbos, and you should know you did Malachas, you chayiv a Chatis, he's only chayiv one Chatis. Because it's considered one big Shegi that Bechlal, he did not know there's such a thing as Shabbos. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. So Drashi, Masnitzin, the Potter, Bechat Chatis. The Mishnah says the Chiddush, you only have to bring one Chatas, even though you did a lot of Malachas and a lot of different Shabbosim, is Davka Betinik Shenishpa. So Drashi, Bula Yoda Shabbos Milim. This kid was captured by the Goyim when he was a young boy, so he never knew Bechlal Hilchas Shabbos. So the Gemara Tzadiyak, Avol Hiker, Luitzu is somebody that was a Yid, and he was brought up, he went to a Chayda, he knew the Malachas, he knew there was such a thing as Shabbos. Ulufsev Shachach, then he went off the Derech, and he forgot about Shabbos, he forgot about the Hilchas Shabbos. Is then chayev al kol Shabbos for Shabbos. In such a case, every single Shabbos that passes by, and he did malachas b'shoigig, like he forgot this is an issa Shabbos, and he forgot this is an malachas, then he's chayev for every single Shabbos. So Drashi, I will hikel of say shochach. Heavy lay that blight kishachayach shayim Shabbos. It just blights like he's forgot that today is Shabbos. Abba b'yodei kishabbos, but he knows there's such a thing as Shabbos. Even though right now in his matzev he forgot there's such a thing as Shabbos. But since there's once a time that he knew about it, it's considered as if he knows there's still a thing as Shabbos. Just today he forgot what Shabbos. The chayiv are called Shabbos for Shabbos. That has a din like the second case of the Mishnah, and the case where you know of the Iker Shabbos. Just you forgot today was Shabbos, then you only chayiv one chatis for each Shabbos.
because it's called one shegig. The shegig was, you forgot the chlal, today was Shabbos, it's only one shegig. So each Shabbos had its own shegig, you have one chattis for each Shabbos. That's what Rav and Shmuel to say for Kiddush. So that's the Gemara, we'll soon see it's a machloikis in this point. Tonight, one of the other kashin now, it says now, Mishnah, ha-shecheyach ikah Shabbos. Somebody forgot the chlal that there's such a thing as Shabbos. That's the first case of our Mishnah. And it says then, he's only chayiv one chattis. Lav lechura lav nechlau the heavy la yedi mikara lechura the mishnah's mashma that he once knew there was a Shabbos because the lashon is hashachayach ikas Shabbos, he forgot about Shabbos. Mashma at one time he knew there was a halacha of Shabbos and now he forgot it. That's the lashon of the mishnah is kol hashachayach ikas Shabbos. So it's a kashan Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel is saying shan now mishnah is a tinish nishva. That's not called shachayach. It's that he never knew bechal there was a halacha of Shabbos. So if the Gemara loy, my kol hashachayach ikar Shabbos. What does the Mishnah mean by you forgot the ikar of Shabbos? It means the hoysa shchuach mimenu ikar shal Shabbos. It was forgotten from him the yisayid of Shabbos even from before. In other words, it's a tinnik, a kid that was brought up between the goyim that he never knew bechal was such a thing as Shabbos. You could be matched that shana Mishnah. Kol hashachayach means that mikore was always forgotten from him. He never knew it. So Rashi says, "Shchuach mimenu meyulim." It was forgotten from him. Meyulim, he never knew about it. Avol dafois kumin. But hikir, if he once knew there was a Shabbos, he knew about hilchos Shabbos. Well, if say shachar, then he went off the derech and he forgot about the chal Shabbos. My, what's going to be the law according to Rav and Shmuel? Chayil or kol Shabbos or Shabbos. Avois kumin. Then if he does melachis throughout a lot of Shabbosim and later he remembers it does tshuva that he did the chet, he'll have to bring a special chatev for each Shabbos. Because that's life that just you forgot today was Shabbos. Yeah. So the Mara will say, Ad Tony, what does the Mishnah have to say? Hayodei ikis Shabbos. Somebody knows right now that there's such a thing as Shabbos. V'yosom lochas harbi v'shabbos harbi. Here's the next part of the Mishnah says, a person that knows there's such a thing as Shabbos, like even right now, he knows there's halacha, Shabbos, and the seventh day you can't do malacha. But he forgets that today is Shabbos. And he does a lot of malachis. The yasa malachas harbi b'shabbos harbi, is the Mishnah says, chayiv al kol Shabbos b'shabbos. He's chayiv on every single Shabbos, one chattis. Because there's one shegig involved for each Shabbos. The shegig is that you forgot, today is Shabbos. You're a person that knows there's a thing of Shabbos and the halachas on Shabbos, just you forgot, today was Shabbos. So it's called one shegig you forgot today. But every single Shabbos is a new shegig. Like we had Rashi before, there's a svara yomim shem bentayim heavy deal chalik. That even though you could say they forgot their Shabbos, every single Shabbos, but the days in between is a reminder that you have to know at least one day that passed by was a Shabbos. So it's fitted like you had a day in between Shabbos passed by, so mel yechayiv one chatas with Shabbos. That's what the Mishnah says, for the Gemara according to Rav and Shmuel, listed, let the Mishnah say a bigger Kiddush. Hekel of Sar Shachach. Why does the Mishnah say this halacha only if he's Yodei Ikka Shabbos means right now he still knows that there's such a thing as Shabbos, he just forgot today was Shabbos? Why did the Mishnah say a bigger Kiddush? Listen, Hikram, where at one time he knew there was a halacha of Shabbos, or of Sar Shachach, and right now his matziv is he bechlal forgot there's such a thing as Shabbos. Not just that he forgot today was Shabbos, he forgot bechlal there's such a halacha of Shabbos. Why isn't the Mishnah say a bigger Kiddush according to Rabbi Shmuel? The Kol Shchein Ho, and Avad in the case where right now he knows there's such a thing as Shabbos, just that he forgot today was Shabbos. So it's by Kura Kach and Rabbi Shmuel. So Drashi listening Hikir, Oluf Sayyid Shachach, the Chayiv, that he's Chayiv on every Shabbos. The Yafagad, the Lekal Meme, Yavim Shemetayim, Heavy Adil Achalik. Like here the Kiddush is, since you're a person that right now forgot the cloud that there's such a thing as Shabbos, for you, we can't say the 6 days in between is like a reminder a seventh day of Shabbos passed by. Because you're in the matzah right now, you bechlal forgot there's such a thing as Shabbos. So what does the Mishnah say in that case? Still yechayev for every Shabbos. The kol shchein ho, and avada, what the case of the Mishnah says. In the case of the Mishnah is that you're a person that knows right now there's such a thing as Shabbos, just you forgot today was Shabbos. There it's easier. Ha the ikol lemeima shiyam mishem b'tayim hevi layedi lechalek. Because now Mishnah, we say the svar is, since you're a person that knows there's such a thing as Shabbos, just you forgot today was Shabbos. But throughout the next 6 days, it's not shy by talking to your friends, you're not going to realize a Shabbos passed by. So since you realize a Shabbos passed by, that's called, you had a idea, you knew Shabbos passed away. Mashenkin in Rav and Shmuel is a bigger chiddush. Here the chiddush is that true, you once knew there's the Yisrael of Shabbos, but right now you forgot the chal, there's a loch of Shabbos. So now, since you forgot the chal, there's such a thing as Shabbos, you can't set the days in between as a reminder. And still Rav and Shmuel holds the chayiv for every single Shabbos, so why didn't the Mishnah say that bigger chiddush? And for the Gemara, My hayaday yik is Shabbos. What does the Mishnah mean that a person knows there's such a thing as Shabbos? It means mi shahoya yodua ikra shal Shabbos b'shachacha. Enechlami, that's what the Mishnah means. He's a person that at one time knew there was a loch of Shabbos and now he forgot it. It passed, it slipped his mate, it went off the derech and he forgot b'chlav there's such a thing as Shabbos. Still, such a person is chay v'chatis for every single Shabbos. That's also according to Rabbi Shmuel. Even though you don't have the svarah of Yom Shabbat time, have you deal a chalek, but it's still Rabbi Shmuel holds still Yechayah for every single Shabbos. So tomorrow.